Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, in the building tonight. Woo! NCAA tournament weekend. Y'all know. This week, it's on. First, you know, as always, I want to hear from y'all. So break us off a call here. 646-929-2037. Because, you know, I want to holler at y'all. There's a whole bunch of shit to talk about here. You know, I got some questions for y'all. Maybe y'all got the answers. Maybe you don't. We'll find out soon enough. Also, you know, as y'all know, my girl Butter's been down. You know, she ain't out, but she's been down. You know, we all wish her well and hope she gets better. We send love and kisses out to you, Butter. Hope you're recovering well, and we look forward to having you back here. So we can, you know, get some drama back in, because right now it's just all smooth. And I got a little drama, but not enough to be hardcore smooth drama. But, you know, we gonna keep it not gangster, but we gonna keep it smooth here. So, also, for those people who won't call, but if you call 646-929-2037, you also can email me at dick@smoothdrama.com. That's dick@smoothdrama.com. And, you know, you got an email, something you want to talk about there, something on your mind, something you want to get off your chest, you don't want to say it, I got you. I will get it off your chest for you. Ain't that nice of me? I use a napkin and everything. I'll be very delicate. And yes, I know y'all see my new glasses, those of you who are watching me on Smooth Drama TV. I was feeling Clark Kentish today, so, but instead of Clark Kent, I'm Dick Kent, or Clark Hugger, one of those. I don't know. It don't matter. Anyway, also, because I personally want to hear from y'all, you know, want to be able to interact with y'all, I have my SayNow number. You can hit me up, 619-573-6165. Once again, my SayNow number, 619-573-6165. Hit me up. Let me know what's going on. You know, leave me a message. I'll get back to you. We can talk some smooth drama shit. Day, night, day. It don't matter. I'm a man of the people. I'm here for you. Also, want you to text me at Dick Hugger to 729-669. When I say at, you know the how you go smooth drama at smoothdrama.com or dick at smoothdrama.com. You would text the ampersand and, you know, the little A with the circle, Dick Hugger to 729-669. That way, I can converse with you. I can holler back with you. We can go back and forth. I'm feeling it. It's like oozing out of me like throw up. All right. So, also, this is the last week. Well, yeah, this is the last week for entries into our newsletter. We're going to be putting out a Smooth Drama newsletter. You know, that I will be doing once a month, so I definitely want to hear from y'all. I've got some interesting articles and some stuff that I put together, so that should be interesting. And, you know, like I said, for those of you out there, you got something you want to write about, whatnot, dick@smoothdrama.com. I would love to hear from you. And speaking of hearing from you, as I said before, we're about to get into the whole NCAA tournament. And, of course, being big, huge, colossal, stupendous, breakout the Kraken giant basketball fan that I am, I got a Smooth Drama Challenge. Basketball NCAA Bracket Challenge. So for those of you who are into that thing and you want to match wits with me on the NCAA basketball tip, on the bracket tip, hey, once again, hit me up at dick@smoothdrama.com. I'll send you the link or invite you, whatnot, and then you can go in there. And you got to do this before Thursday morning if you want to get in on the group so that you can put in your picks and whatnot and see if you can get close to me. I mean, basically, you're all going for second place. I'm going to be first. I just wanted to put that out there. First place, Dick. Second place, you. Don't be mad, because I ain't mad at you. I got nothing but love for you. Anyway, now, started off, you know, I want to talk, as y'all know, I like talking constitutional issues, because I'm always of the opinion that you should never be able to legislate morality or whatnot. And, you know, I got some questions, and it's subject to just put out there and see if maybe y'all feel what I'm saying or you have a difference of opinion. If so, hopefully you'll feel the need to call me up or hit me up and we can dialogue on it. If not, I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to give my opinion anyway. Starting off in my favorite place to start and talk about. Long-time listeners know Florida. Florida is my spot. I mean, there is something about Florida. Peace out to my man Preacher down there trying to get me some snakeskin boots and the jacket. I'm going to hit you up, Preacher. I'm still waiting. You know, I'm hoping to get some snakeskin white beaters, get some snakeskin shorts and boxers. You know, I'm going all out, homie. Just don't forget, you said it on the air, you're going to hook a brother up. Now we're a size 13. Anyway, back to Florida. This issue, I got an issue with. There's a woman. Now, I'm going to preface this first. Take away the fact that the woman, she was driving on the freeway, and she was shaving her pubes because she had a date. I have no problem with that. Now, the thing is, you know, she was shaving her pubes, but she was driving, and she was driving with her ex-husband, who actually was steering the steering wheel while she was driving, and she was shaving her pubes to go on a date with somebody else who wasn't her ex-husband. Now, first thing we want to do is this. We want to take away the fact, just don't pay attention to the fact that she was driving and the ex-husband is holding the wheel. Take away the fact that, hey, you know, her ex-husband was going with her to meet a date. Take away that. Basically, what we're discussing here is the fact that she got caught up for shaving her pubes. That was one of the things that was reported. Now, what happened was actually they were driving in a Thunderbird and it struck a pickup in front of her and, you know, caused minor injuries to three passengers inside, but they kept going. And at one point, they pulled over and switched places so that it appeared that he was behind the wheel. But cops caught up and they found out the ex-husband's chest had burns on it from the passenger door airbag deployment. Now, I'm like, I didn't know airbags burnt your chest, but hey, okay. Now, the point is, and where I'm stuck is it illegal to shave? Yeah, I mean, because they brought this up, like, the shaving lady caused the crash. Now, is it wrong for a woman to shave her pubes while she's driving? She's in her car. You know, there was a similar situation where a woman who was cutting her grass topless got in trouble in her yard. And the man who was, he was naked in his house, but the curtains was open, and he got in trouble for that. And the point is this, if you're inside of your property, should you get in trouble for doing things inside your property? You know, just because people can look in, that doesn't give them the right or the law the right, my humble opinion, to arrest you. I don't see the problem with it. I'm in my car. If you're looking in my car, you're violating my privacy, not vice versa. Now, obviously, you know, we're in Florida, and people who shave their pubes while driving, you got some issues, obviously. But at the same time, no, they really, really don't. Because I don't see the issue with doing things in the privacy of your spot. Your spot. And that's why I brought up those other cases, because, you know, the law stated that those people did something wrong, even though they were in their property. I got an issue with that. I wonder if everybody else has the same issues I have. But we're going to move on from that. Go on to another issue, where now they have, where, and this is out of Philadelphia, Senate Bill 99, which would punish parents for crimes their kids commit. And it calls, this bill calls for guardians to serve up to a year in jail if their children are consistently involved with the court system and the parents do nothing to stem the kids' behavior. Now, as somebody who's dealt with teenagers, been around teenagers, and I got a couple of them with me, you know, kids can get in trouble. It's real easy for kids to get in trouble. Now, obviously, if they're getting in trouble consistently, there's an issue. But I'm also thinking at the same time, some situations where maybe it's a single-parent home, not the scapegoat or whatnot, but if it's a single-parent home and a parent is having a hard time maintaining, they sometimes just lose the kid because the streets take them, you know, because obviously there's a lot of things, there's a lot more that can happen out in the streets than good, as we all are well aware of. And if you're not aware of it, then shit, you need my eyeglasses. But anyway, this Bill 99, I don't know how people feel about it. You're going to put parents in jail, or parent in jail for a year because of what their kid did. I don't know. You know, because we start talking about youth violence, and obviously I'm not for youth violence, and I'm not, you know, advocating, you know, because obviously parents do have a role in raising of their kids. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of societal issues You know, we never go into the root of the problem. And the important thing is the root of the problem. Why is kids like this? This doesn't get addressed. And then we start talking about, oh, okay, you're going to find an already not well-to-do parent for what their kid is. Also, because, as we know, we live in an inequitable society, are you going to put wealthy parents in jail if their kids do bad? Now, that's an underrated factor. I mean, as you know, there are quite a few kids out there of wealthy parentage, wealthy heritage, who get away with a lot of stuff. Are you going to put their parents away? Or do they get spared because they have money? That is something that needs to be looked at, because obviously, if you're going to be fining and putting all these poor parents in jail for a year, you damn well better be putting these rich parents in jail too. I'm just saying, y'all think about that, and I'm going to go on the station identification break, and I'll be right back.
Like school drama.
Yes, sir.
Like school drama.
Yes, sir.
Like school drama.
Yes, sir.
This fool,
Jama.
Yes,
sir. Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool. With my man, DH. Y'all know him, man. And Butter, Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. Now, I gotta say something. You know, my man Cammy wouldn't say my name. It's all right. I still love you, Cammy. You know you won't say my name. Because people got a problem with dick. I don't know why people have a problem with dick. I thought everybody loved dick. If you got one, you love it. If you don't have one, you're trying to get it. Because you love it. Anyway. Now, like I said, we're talking about issues tonight. Things that are interesting, and they're philosophical debate. You know, issues that should be talked about, and things that should be thought about, and dialogue, and something that our representatives should listen to, and we should be involved in the process from community to community on how to solve some of these issues. Like, you know, there's a story in Albuquerque about a woman who called 911 on herself. You know, she called, "I'm calling because I can't drive drunk, and I went down the street driving with my kids, and the police dispatcher asked, why are you driving? Can you pull over somewhere? And she says, yeah, I'm going to pull over and give you the address. I'm just going to stay on the line till you deputies get here and make sure everything's okay. And the woman, her name is Maxine Cedillo, talking about, I want to drive drunk, but she called. Now, the issue is this, and this is a very important issue also, because a lot of times, a lot of people are for just putting people in jail. As you know, we're building jails, we're putting up jails left and right, we're closing schools, closing parks, cutting the funding to after school programs and all kinds of programs that help kids. And then, you know, we have an adult this situation with Mr. Dio here, who obviously called because she felt like she needed some help. You know, obviously it's a cry for help. It's the same as when people leave those notes about to kill themselves, or they tell people they're going to kill themselves, and they go out on the ledge for everybody to see. It's a plea for help. Unfortunately, a lot of these individuals don't get that help. And basically, they probably just need somebody to talk to them. You know, somebody that just, you know, they need a friend. You know, 'cause as we know, a lot of people drink, do drugs, whatnot, to compensate for some of the shortcomings in life. So, Mr. Dio, a perfect example, who was, you know, she was charged, put in jail. You know, she's facing a year for each felony count if she's convicted. And I'm like, I think that she actually shouldn't face any jail time. I'm of the belief that she needs to get some quality rehab. I mean, we all know that it costs a lot of money to house individuals. And I'm like, why don't we put some of this money instead for people like Mr. Dio here, who is screaming for help? She's screaming for a little help. That's all. We got a rehab. You know, I'm of the opinion that our rehab system is null and void. We don't want to educate folks. We don't want to help folks get their life together. And a lot of times, you catch them the first time. Obviously, you know, we all know that there are some people who just they're criminal. They're violent. They don't want to be part of society. As I call them, these are people who are not fit for human consumption. They don't care about rules, whatnot. However they got there, and they're not able to be rehabbed. Then there are some people who, you know, they probably just didn't get enough hugs in their life, and they need those hugs. And Mr. Dio sounds like somebody who just needs somebody who wants to talk to her, give her a hug. Because as we know, there are a lot of people who go to the bar, you know, and they talk to the bartenders or whatnot, looking for a friend. They can't find a friend in real life. They find the friend in the bottle or the needle or whatnot. I'm of the opinion, rehab. Are you of the opinion of rehab? That is the question. Rehab is the answer. You know, now, of course, there are some people who are like, oh, that bleeding heart liberalism. You don't want to be tough on criminals. This woman's not a criminal. And there are a lot of people like this who, they get caught with drugs. They're not caught committing a crime, robbing somebody. They're caught with their medication, and their crime is they didn't get the prescription medication that our government sells. Instead, they got the prescription from the street pharmacist. Those people, they should not be in jail. Those people just, they sound like they just need hugs, and we need more people who want a hug and less people who just want to just like kick your ass in jail and throw away the key. It's stupid. It doesn't make sense to me. But that's just me. You know? Now, another thing that doesn't make sense to me. Out of Georgia, a woman was arrested for exposing her private parts to an inmate she was visiting. Donna Sue Harbor 38 years old. She was observed by a deputy partially unclothed and exposing her private parts to an inmate inside the visitation booth. And she was charged with public indecency. Now, is it public indecency if she is showing a willing person, and that person is willing to look? And that's another thing. I understand that there are people who are flashers. I don't understand you, but, you know, people who want to run around and flash their clothes, whatnot, you know, show privates, whatever, to people. I don't think there's too many of them. You don't hear about too many of them stories. And that's understandable. But our societal law, in this right here in general, she's obviously visiting the guy. Obviously a guy she's interested in and who is interested in her. What is the problem in the man seeing a little poutine? I'm trying to get where the problem is. She showed him a little nookie. Is that wrong? I mean, okay, sorry people, technical difficulties, but we are back. Now, back again to what I'm talking about. And yes, Roman numerals, they are haters. I don't understand what is wrong with somebody showing somebody. I don't see the crime. I don't see why she would be charged or fined with anything but showing her man what he wants to see. Yeah, I mean, am I the only one that don't understand what Sue Harper did that was wrong? I'm not understanding it. You know, it's one of those things where our society is so stuck up on trying to throw out a fake morality that we really don't believe in, because Lord knows we are the most porn-loving, sex-driven society going. I mean, hell, you know, we got a F Street, Love Boutique, Hustler, Penthouse, Playboy Channel. It's all out there. You know, it's all out there. But it's nothing to people to come out and say, oh, well, that person is wrong, that person is morally wrong. Look, ain't nothing wrong with a little freaking. And anybody who says there's something wrong with it, you obviously are not getting it good. And you need somebody to serve you right. But that's just my opinion. You know, I could be wrong, but somehow I'm thinking that I'm not. And I'm going to guess that most people who hear me probably are thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. And with that, I'm going to go on another station identification break. And after that, I'll be right back.
Together you gotta be drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drummer with your host, Dick Hugger. Of course, as I say, I want to hear from you. Breaking me off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037. 2037. And you want to email me, of course I want to hear from you, dick@smoothdrama.com. Now, speaking of porn and sex and all that other good stuff, how come we have a bunch of people, and this is a trend where, you know, people are always worrying about what other people are doing. You know, I've talked about this before, but, you know, it came out this week. Anybody who pay attention to the news, John Edwards, y'all know he was running for president a few years back. His mistress had the child for him. You know, she did a GQ article talking about meeting him and how he was so hot, all the details of him hooking up and whatnot. And I'm like, why does she get an article? Why are we talking about this woman? I mean, maybe I'm not thinking right, but when is it cool to be famous for sucking somebody's dick or giving them some ass? I mean, this is what she's getting famous for. She's getting paid because she basically fucked a presidential candidate. Is that really important? I mean, that's like some National Enquirer shit. You know, it used to be, you know, as National Enquirer, you listen to it and laugh. But, you know, as y'all know, there's the woman who wrote the book Superhead, chronicling how she gave Superhead. And she got famous. I gave head to athletes. They bust in my mouth. I know. I shouldn't have said that. I'm just saying. That she's famous for that. Is that, I mean, should you get famous because you were somebody's sex toy? Come on. I mean, writing a book, you know, Monica Lewinsky, you know, she sucked Clinton's dick. She got famous. Going on lecture tours, what she got to say? How I spilt it on my dress? You know, come on. She got famous because she didn't catch it all. She spilt some on her dress. That, I mean, come on. So, I mean, I'll get famous by saying, oh, I fucked J-Lo, I fucked Janet Jackson, and I'm famous, I write a book about it. You know, and I ask people, why would they think that shit is important? What is important about other people's sex lives? Are your sex lives that boring? You know? You're not getting your proper tappage in. It ain't good for you. And I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. You know, obvious reasons. If you're one of them people who's worried about who Tiger is sleeping with, which wasn't the story, you're wondering about John Edwards. He slept with a woman. They had a baby. Newsflash, people sleep together all the time and they have babies. It happens sometimes. It's kind of how we all got here. I don't see the story. No Tiger. A rich, handsome man had sex with women because women liked him. Ooh, what a shock. Clinton got hit. Big story there. He got hit. Oh my God! Oh my God! She sucks Jack's dick! Oh! I got to read that! No. No, you don't. You don't have to do it at all. You know why? Because it's not important. It shouldn't be important. You know, anybody who listened to me, basketball, whatnot, knows I don't care too much for the Lakers. But, you know, that's just me as a certain individual. You know, who remains nameless on that team that I don't care too much. I think they're selfish. Number 8. Anyway, DJ Mbinga, who is a backup center on the LA Lakers, nicknamed Congo, DJ Congo Cash Mbinga. Now, he coached and asked a question about doing reality TV. And one of the people who approached him said, hey, you know, you'd be the ideal cast member for the MTV Real World. You know, you can stop the fight, your sensitive side to calm the girls. And plus, you're an African coming over here having success winning the championship, and how an African copes with the culture here. Mr. Binga's response, he says, I can't do a reality show. That's not my persona. I'm a leader. Although I'm not a leader on the Lakers, where I come from, I'm a leader. People are looking at me. People hear what I say. They know what I do. I can't do some stuff that's stupid like that. That's all we have over there. We have messed up everything in the Congo. We messed up politically. We messed up our education, our economy. So I can't come with something like that. People are looking to me for inspiration, and so I will live up to that. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about right there. That is exactly what I'm talking about right there. I'm not going to do it because it's stupid. And it sets an example that I'm not for foolishness. I'm not going to be about that. And that's what we have going here. You know, we got the excess reality shows, whatnot. Now, you know, people say, okay, the stories was about cheating. No. For one of my bloggers, my number one fan. No, not advocating cheating. I'm saying that the only people who should really be concerned about that are the people that they're individually with. No one else. It's not a huge news story. It's not something that we should be focused on. Because obviously, we talked about Tiger Woods, but nobody talked about whole schools in Rhode Island and everywhere cutting their teachers. I mean, Rhode Island, the district fired all the teachers at a school. Didn't make the front page. Didn't make the second page, the third page. Didn't even come up on the news anywhere. Now, to me, that's huge news. That's the best-selling book right there. I would buy that book. Like, what the hell is going on in Rhode Island in all our school systems where they're firing teachers, whatnot? You know, what's going on with these laws that are being passed where they're slowly but surely taking away your freedom. You know, I'm saying that I should be able to shave my pubes driving in my car. I should be able to walk in my house naked. And if somebody saw me, shame on them for looking in my window. You know, people have a problem with those things. Now, you have people who will vote for bills where, you know, they have the people, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. You got these fools who are going into Starbucks with guns. That's not a big issue, though. They even sponsored a bill, and I talked about this last week, they sponsored a bill where you can bring your concealed weapon into public establishments. That's not all over the news. That is the scariest shit going. Now, one of my bloggers says, but houses have curtains, cars don't. Still, don't look in. Don't look. You have the opportunity not to look. Why are you staring in mine? It's mine. When you're staring in mine, you're violating my privacy. I'm not staring in yours. Don't stare in mine. That's all I'm saying. You know, so people who are all in other people's businesses, hey, stop. You know, it's way too much. Way too much. We're doing way too much when we get to the point where everybody's in everybody else's business. Nobody wants to take care of their own. You know, of course we got politicians and people like that who are the funny thing, the anti-gay politicians who all end up being gay. That's funny to me. Be yourself, homie. You know, going through all that just to hide who you are, that's silly. That's really silly. But, you know, nobody talks about that. I mean, hey, we got the Pope just came out talking about where it came out where they're hiding pedophiles. They're hiding pedophiles. That's the number one story in the world to me. They're hiding pedophiles. They do it. What do? They ship them off somewhere else. Them people should be going to jail. I don't care if they are priests. They should be going to jail. And I don't see how priests, as soon as it's found out that such and such did it, the cops should be there. Why do priests get, you know, just get the gloss over? Jail. You ruining a young child's life. Jail. Period. I mean, we've been hearing about this shit for years. But nothing is still happening. How long and how many stories? We can count them. We don't have enough fingers and toes. All of us put our hands and toes all together. We still don't have enough. How many arrests have we had? Zero. Now, are they afraid we run out of Catholic priests? I don't know. But it seems like a personal problem to me. Seems like a personal problem. Now, I'm going off key here. But, you know, I'm a little passionate about that. You know, we got contradiction here that make no sense. And it hurts my feelings sometimes. And on that note, I'm going to take a station identification break so I can calm down and be the happy dick that you all know and love.
Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, 07 representative out of Orlando, Florida. And I'm with my dog, Smooth Drummer. That's right, we about to give you my new single, Swaggin' In and Swaggin' Out. We sweeping through the nation and taking over the world. Google me. Get on YouTube, Preacher MP, MySpace. Get on that Preacher MP, check me out. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my man, Preacher. Hot. We did that. And I'm sure he's still hot down in the swamp hunting them anacondas. Now, I'm still on it. I'm still on privacy. So, I go to Arizona. Tempe, Arizona, to be exact. Where there was a man who, who on his 35-foot pine tree behind his house, it died and it needed to come down. So he asked a buddy to chop it down. And as a bonus, the friend left behind a one-of-a-kind sculpture of a male body part. So, you know, his friend was a sculptor, and so he sculpted a penis. Now, the funny thing is, the city of Tempe cited him for having a dead tree that must be removed. But did they put that out there because he sculpted a penis? And my question is, should it be against the law to sculpt what the hell you want in your yard? You know, like if I have a sculpture of a penis in my yard, am I committing a crime on my property? Am I? You know, people say it's indecent, but what's wrong with a penis? Majority of the males have one. You know, everybody's seen it, male and female. They know what it is. Young kids know. Boys have penises. So a sculpture of a penis shouldn't really be a problem. I mean, you know, they talk about nudity and all this other stuff, but you have art where you see the little angels with the little penises and the little vagina, and everybody say, oh, this is the greatest art ever. But if I sculpted a penis in my yard, I'm a criminal. I don't understand that. Because I know coming up, when we took art classes, we saw a lot of penis. A lot of old school art in the Renaissance, it's all penis in vagina. Little breasts hanging out. Nobody had a problem with that. So, Tempe, Arizona, why do you have a problem with a penis in the man's yard? Somebody answer. I know they won't, but I don't think it's right. You know. But that's just me. But that goes for that whole we're all in each other's business. Now, y'all see, I'm covering the United States today. I'm going all over the map. Finding things and subjects that touch us all. Some touch us in a good way, some touch us in a not so good way. For example, in Detroit city workers are now urged not to wear perfume, cologne, or aftershave as a result of a settlement in a federal lawsuit. Officials plan to place warning placards in three city buildings. The signs will warn workers to wearing scented products, including cologne, aftershave lotion, perfume, deodorant, body face lotion, and the use of scented candles, perfume samples from magazines, spray or solid air fresheners. The Employee Handbook in Americans with Disabilities Act training also will bear warning. The Detroit News reports the move stems from a $100,000 settlement in a federal lawsuit filed in 2008 by a city employee who said a colleague's perfume made it challenging for her to do her job. Now, that's y'all. Already didn't want to go to Detroit. You know, the fact that the last, 20 years or so, you've been in the top three murder rates. The fact that all your industry is gone, none of that stuff matters. You know, half the population is left, whatever. That's not important. The hard times, economic, no. Somebody's perfume made it challenging for you to do your job. So, $100,000 lawsuit, and now the people of Detroit are discouraged from wearing deodorant, perfume, lotion, and cologne. No scented candles, no air freshener, none of that. Now, that reminds me of a Brat song, So Funkified. Wow. Really? Really? Now, in defense, we all know, we all have probably had a coworker that put on way too much cologne, way too much perfume. But do you really want people to not wear deodorant? You know, I personally think deodorant should be mandatory. And we everybody makes jokes here about Europeans and people who come from Arab countries and what they call Africa. We pretty much talk about how they have a different kind of odor. And if I'm not mistaken, Europe, in those days, the Dark Ages, was basically because people, you know, the plague, and people wasn't washing their ass and was stinky. I'm thinking somebody could have just talked to that coworker, you know, that whole, you know, communicating with people, talked to that coworker, say, hey, you know what, you're kind of putting on too much cologne or perfume, and maybe, you know, they would have stopped or toned it down a little bit, because sometimes people don't know. That's that whole communication. People don't want to talk, they just rather sue. You don't want to go through all that just for some cologne. Not everybody can't wear cologne. Everybody is discouraged not to wear deodorant. I wouldn't want to work for the city of Detroit. I wouldn't even want to be in the city of Detroit for the reasons that I stated before and now this. You don't want people to smell good? Whatever. Whoever you was, lady, that was mad at the other woman's cologne, you reap what you sow. Now, if everybody's like, they just got through playing ball all day, every day, are you going to sue them because they stink? Probably not. And if you do, whatever. Anyway, changing subject, because, you know, we always got to talk about the haters out there. This one is a dumbass and a hater all at the same time. You know, we was already talking about the Catholic Church and the priests and the whole, you know, the pedophiles and coming out that they've been hiding these Baptists all over the world, you know. Now, Rado, there's a Catholic school that rejects a child because of lesbian parents. And, you know, is the preschooler. And the school, Sacred Heart of Jesus Catholic School in Boulder, has refused to readmit a preschooler because the child has two moms. All in the name of the church. Now, the child can't get an education because you with the parents. Sounds like a hater to me and a bunch of dumbasses. Now, you're talking about lesbian parents, but you won't turn in the pedophile, the gay pedophile, in your own organization, but you self-righteous mothers want to deny a child an education because you disagree with lesbian mothers. Wow. That's hate right there. And dumb ass shit. Catholic Church, clean your shit up before you want to start telling folks what to do and how to do it, man. I mean, that is hate to the highest level, quoting Robin Harris here, the highest level of hate enmity. A child can't get an education because you don't like the parent's choice of a relationship. Oh, Catholic Church. Not just an all Catholic, but I'm just saying. I'm waiting on that outrage, Catholic Church. I'm waiting on outrage, Catholics, about your preachers. Where y'all at? Are y'all going to be out there protesting in the street, protesting the Pope, saying, get rid of the pedophiles? Are you? I'm just curious. Because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen none of that. Anyway, that's our show tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you're interested, Smooth Drama Challenge, get at smoothdrama.com. I will send you the link to the group. You send me your email, and we can go talk this basketball, because it's coming up, and I love basketball. I'm just putting it out there. Me, of course, you're going for second place. Just remember that. I'm being first. You're going to be in second, third, fourth, fifth, or whatever. Anyway, with that, that's the show. Peace, love, and get grease. Dick Hugger, I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
drummer. Smooth